Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to KHM Today, your weekly resource for industry news and straight up fun. I'm your host, Carolyn Orff, and today is May 1st, 2024. It is May Day. It is National Travel Advisor Day, and it is Lay Day, hence the shirt and the lay. And we're really excited for you all to be here with us today. Please let us know that you're here in the chat feature on the right-hand side of your screen. Did anyone celebrate May Day as a kid? I'd love to know. I just have these visions of this maypole and wearing a dress and weaving out with ribbons. Maybe it's just me, but I seem to have that very, very clear, vivid memory. But anyways, let's talk real quick about some things in travel. Of course, the summer season is heating up. We already have ships in Alaska sailing. Of course, the ships are always sailing the Caribbean, and everyone is gearing up for a very strong European season as well. One big announcement this week was the reauthorization bill with the FAA and those DOT components that speak directly to travel advisors. So I would recommend reading that. Read the bullet points if you can, maybe not the whole bill, but it does provide measures for increased aviation safety, consumer protections, and more. A notable change was the refund policy and who's responsible for that. And it's really important to know and understand that the bill requires the merchant of record. So as long as you, as a travel advisor, are not that merchant of record, you are not responsible for that refund. So, you know, you might want to look at your terms and conditions for your personal agency and see if it reflects the verbiage that you'd like it to say. But this was a good compromise here, and we'll hear more about that as it goes into effect and moves forward. But this was a really interesting bill. It had a lot of impact on us. So I think we're getting happier with the language. Okay. We're very excited today. Hi, Vicky. It's so great to see you. I hope you had a great time in Europe. We have some fabulous guests with us today as we celebrate these three fabulous holidays. With us first is Mr. John Cherneski, Senior Vice President of Sales for Norwegian Cruise Line. Hello, John.
Hello, everybody. So great to be here. Happy Travel Advisor Day and happy Lay Day. As someone actually born in the great state of Hawaii, the island of Oahu, it is a very special day, and so thrilled we could do it today together.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned National Travel Advisor Day and Lay Day. Did you ever celebrate May Day as a kid? Did you ever have the pole with the ribbons and everything?
I didn't grow up on Little House on the Prairie, so no, I don't remember celebrating that. But I do remember celebrating Lay Day when I was in Hawaii and a little kid, and that was like a
thing. Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And I didn't know that when we invited you on. We invited you on because you have the Pride of America. As one of your ships and that only ship that ports solely in Hawaii. Yep. So we wanted to touch on that today because it's not something that we highlight a lot. Yep. And I feel like that's a missed opportunity. So can you share with us a little bit about what that looks like in the experience?
Absolutely. And so the Pride of America is the only ship that is allowed to sail from Hawaii, only go to the Hawaiian Islands, not have to go to a foreign port. It has a U.S. flag. And because of that, we are able to do that. And so essentially, for 18 years now, the Pride of America has been sailing in Hawaii. You do a 7-day cruise is a good example. You are in port every day. You do 2 overnights on Maui and on Kauai. And you have basically 100 hours during the week in port. There's no days at sea. And so it's a really amazing opportunity to experience the best of the main 4 Hawaiian islands, 5 different ports, because you go to 2 ports on the big island of Hawaii. And it's really about maximizing your time in the destination. And I like to say it is the best value for visiting Hawaii. And if you were to do a comparison, and I would encourage all of the KHM advisors out there to do the math for your clients and compare and maybe you don't even have to do the jumping between the islands. Just pick 2 islands as an example. Mm-hmm. If you were to spend a week, hotel, rental car, et cetera, versus what you get a delivery of Pride of America, it's kind of a home run. And that's why it's one of our most popular destinations, and we love it.
How would it differ, or how does it differ from a traditional, you know, Mexican Riviera or Caribbean sailing?
Well, I would say there are the similarities. I mean, the Pride of America ship has been catered to delivering local Hawaiian cuisine, and the entertainment that comes on, local folkloric shows are unique to that destination, which we try to do in as many destinations as we can. So there are some similarities, but I think the fact that you are in port every day, you're doing the overnights, which you're not going to get in Mexico as an example, it really is about maximizing. Every Saturday is a trip. So if you're thinking about the scheduling factor of flying out to Hawaii, which even for me on the West Coast is not the easiest trip in the world. If you've got clients in the Midwest or on the East Coast, that's a long way to go. And so I would say that the ease of the fact that it's a Saturday departure is helpful. But I also, you have the opportunity to combine it into our 11-day cruise tour. So you can do 4 days on the island of Oahu, really get to experience that, and then do the 7-day trip is great. And listen, even if you don't do the cruise tour with us, that's fine. Do the 7-day Pride of America trip. And then if your clients want to stay or jump over back to another island, you're there. You've gone all that way to be there. So take advantage of it.
Are there any advantages as far as like when you're booking excursions, right? When you're in Oahu, one of the biggest things is Pearl Harbor, of course. Sometimes it can be challenging, right? Everything now has that deadline and you're on there clicking and clicking and clicking. How does that work excursion wise? Is that something that's sort of guaranteed or easier to do with when on the Pride?
I would say it's easier. There's no guarantees in life. And so I would say book it early and take advantage of that. As soon as you make the booking and you've got the confirmation, you can go ahead and get it done. I would definitely do that if that's a priority for your clients. Near and dear to my heart and right next to the Arizona Memorial is the Battleship Missouri, which my dad served on back in the Navy. I was a kid and spent some time on the battleship. And so if you go on board, you can go into the captain's cabin and you'll see a little bit of memorabilia from my dad there. But it's interesting because it's basically the beginning and the end of the Second World War right next to each other. And you can see the plaque where the Japanese surrendered. It's a lot of great history there. To your point, going back to your question, book it early, feel free. We'd love it if you could book it through our shore excursion department, but the earlier, the better.
Do you have other favorites on the other islands? I was just at a Kauai Visitors Bureau event, and one of the things that I've never done myself, but I've actually booked for clients, is the tubing through the old waterways on the sugarcane plantations. Do you have other favorites on other islands that you just think are the coolest?
I've done that tubing trip and it is amazing. It is that you really feel if you've seen the movie Jurassic Park and you go to Kauai and you see some of the places they actually filmed the movie, it really comes to life. There's so much there to see. My favorites, that's a great question. Well, you know, I'm partial as well to the Big Island and Maui, where I've spent some time with my family. Maui obviously had the horrible fires last year. And so I'm a big fan of encouraging people to visit Maui. And obviously we'd love it to cruise, for you cruise on Pride of America and now you get that overnight in Maui. But you know, it's really what you want to do. Do you want to go up to the volcano? Do you want to see the sunset? I did the sunset trip with when my family and I were there last summer. And it's amazing. Like you just feel like you're on a different planet when you're up there and getting to see that. So I think that's one of my favorites. If you're a morning person, you can do the sunrise. I am not, so I have not. But, you know, a great day at the beach, obviously, can't be beat. And there's so many fantastic beaches throughout. And on the Big Island, you got the volcano, which is possibly about to erupt. There's some earthquakes happening. So, you know, it depends on what level of excitement you want in your life.
Right. I love it. Okay, so there's other ships that hit the Hawaiian Islands and then go even further to the South Pacific. What ships are those for this coming season?
So we have the Norwegian Sun, and she's doing in the fall of this year, she's got a 14-day trip where she's basically doing a South Pacific run, either from Hawaii to Papeete, which is in Tahiti, or vice versa. And so you got 9 ports of call. You're going to hit all the major Hawaiian islands. Then you're going to be in French Polynesia, Rangiroa, Bora Bora, Moorea, and then the main island, Tahiti. And you could do it the other way back. You also have an opportunity on the same ship, the Norwegian Sun. She does a 15-day trip we call Fire and Ice, where you're combining both Hawaii and Alaska. So it's obviously a longer trip. It's 15 nights. You got 8 ports of call. You leave out of Vancouver. You do a few ports in Alaska. You got Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway. And then you're in Hawaii. You go to Maui, go to the Big Island, you go to Kauai, and you're in Oahu. So for a 2-week trip to go from Alaska to Hawaii is pretty amazing. We've got those trips later this year, as well as next year, several sailings of them. So check it out.
I'm envisioning what packing would look like.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's got to be a little crazy.
Probably more than just the Hawaiian shorts, which we're both rocking today. Yeah.
That's great. All right. So we're at the beginning of Q2. We've just finished out April. There's still a lot of the year left. What has you super excited as we, you know, we're moving through 2024? And then again, 2025, I just feel is gangbusters for cruising again.
Yeah. As we entered this year and as we finished Wave, we are, if you listen to the earnings call of any of the publicly traded big cruise companies, it's the same story. We're all really lucky right now. It's forward book position, meaning higher occupancy, people are booking farther out, really is a true story. And I would say two things. Number one, if you've got clients interested in taking a trip this summer, don't fret, don't worry. It's not like the whole thing is sold out. There are opportunities and there are good values to be had. Especially for us in Europe, you've got Greek Isles trips. I mean, who wouldn't want to cruise in the Greek Isles? You got some great deals there, as well as in Northern Europe, up in Iceland and Greenland and the UK. And I'm actually doing a trip there this July with my family. Plus Alaska. Alaska is doing pretty well right now. So it's not to say it's sold out, but so that's my point. Number one, it's not sold out, so don't give up. And number two, start planning farther. Mm-hmm. Like, really talk to your clients about how is their 25 shaping up. Get something on the books. Book it now. You can always make changes later. You're way outside of final payment. And so I think we're all very lucky that we're in this position, but very encouraged for sure.
It's been really easy to reach out to clients and say, okay, this year's booked. What are we looking at for next year? Because the conversation is so easy to have when all you have to do is talk about the busyness, the prices, and the availability. And you start to see people really thinking further out.
Yep.
And, you know, I try to approach it like, oh, well, you can always cancel later. Let's make changes if you need to.
Exactly.
The date here or there. But I, you know, we talk about this at all of our events, really clue into the things that your clients are talking about. So before the show, we were talking about our kids going off to college. It's what do those dates look like? We're staying away from May for graduations. We're staying away from August because of who knows when you're going to move in. So our sweet spots are June and July. So absolutely. I'm going to those families and saying, I know you've got a lot going on. What can I look at for you for June and July?
Yep.
So it's really just tuning into those client needs that I think is going to help us sell further and further out.
Absolutely.
So at least that's the way I like to do it.
Well, I think that's very smart. And I would say, you know, there's an old saying that the best time to build a relationship is not when you need it, it's way before. And so reaching out to your clients just to say hello, just to ask how they're doing, and really establish that relationship, like you're saying. So in order to have an understanding of when their kids are graduating or what's going on in their life, you need to have had that relationship. So just be always on the outreach program of sending them an email or calling them or texting them if you have their cell, whatever it might be, whatever's convenient for them. And then, hey, have you thought about, you know, it's that, it all goes hand in hand.
It is the best kind of marketing I have found. You know, you can be on social media, you can be doing this, you can be doing that, but picking up that phone and just saying hi, taking them to lunch.
Yeah.
If they're in your area, that for me has always worked.
Love it.
Tenfold. So
we
thank you so much for being here today on National Lay Day and National Travel Advisor Day. It's a special day for us, right? We work really hard. This is the day to celebrate.
Absolutely. And if you haven't seen the video I put out there, go to our Partners First page on Facebook for NCL and check it out. It's a fantastic video. But we've got some great programs, great initiatives underway. We love everything that you all are doing. Thank you for the amazing support. Thank you for having me on today and happy Travel Advisor Day.
We appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll see you again real soon.
Look forward to it. Bye, everybody.
Take
care.
All right, you guys, coming up is Mother's Day. And we always like to do a little something special for our mother travel advisors out there. So with me today is Sarah Mayfield. She is part of my fabulous education team here at KHM. She is also a mom to little Mason. And with Mother's Day coming up, we thought it would be really fun to do a segment on travel-inspired Mother's Day gifts. So Sarah, welcome. We just have to say that none of us talked about wearing our shirts. I kind of thought maybe everyone would throw on a lei, but wow, you know, way to go. But you have some fun ideas for us today.
Yes. Some great ideas that will be great for, you know, your mom or that special person in your life would be, first thing, because just thinking of my mom's actually getting ready to leave for a trip. And so what I have been doing and I use for holidays are, I like to get her like little things because she is a little forgetful. And she and I am a broadening horizon on how to travel. So she is my little guinea pig on things. So like the first thing, the thing with travel too, things don't need to be expensive.
Yeah.
You don't need to be booking flights to Paris or, you know, sending them for like a 30-day cruise, things like that. They can just be something very little and something to show that you appreciate them. Mm-hmm. The first thing, you can always get them things to prepare for a trip. I introduced my whole family to packing cubes. And those are a great way. And mm-hmm. a lot of them, what they do is anytime they go somewhere, big or small, they utilize those. A cute little personalized passport holder that can either be customized with their favorite characters or colors, things like that. And also, you can get new luggage. Who doesn't like that?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I love new luggage. I never, ever buy it, but I do love it. And I look at it a lot.
Yes. I'm a big sale girl. So when it's usually around the holidays, it seems mm-hmm. like they do have, and you can always prepare for things in advance. I'm a big planner. So I always look for at the next event or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I've learned is a jewelry organizer for traveling.
Ooh.
Because I don't know how many times I have just throw my jewelry into a bag. And then when you get to your destination, it's like, there's like little minks, like it's yep. just a mess. And it takes more time to.
The necklace is all kinked yep. up in a ball. Yeah. And you're like, how am I going to fix this before I go to dinner? Yep.
Yep. And those are nice. They'll just, you can just put them in there and then you can just easily take them in and out. Perfect. And then if you know somebody, they're going to the beach, a cute little beach bag, because I've learned like on cruises and even if you go to all inclusive, you still have to carry that stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget about that. So even if it's just like a cute little bag, you could, and then you can throw in like sunscreen, aloe, like a sun hat, different things like that. Or
I love the little, the clippies for the chair.
Yes, the towel clips.
Yep.
Yes. And then, and also too, like something that's a little bit of outside of the box is if you do have somebody that does travel, what is nice, you can get them like a cute little picture frame or make a photo book of every place they've gone to, or if you've gone on a trip with them together.
Ah.
Get one of those. And so they can have them yeah. like in a nice little album. They can always flip back. Or the other new thing that is, I feel like they're coming back now are the digital picture frames where you can upload those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. They are making a comeback. I've seen more and more of them. Mm-hmm. I have done photo books in the past. I would love for anyone to tell me what site they use for these because the site that I use always seems to be a little challenging and it takes mm-hmm. me like several hours to get into the flow. Once I'm in the flow, I'm good. But to get to that point is a challenge for me. So if anyone listening or online right now has a great photo book company, I would love to know the name of it because I'm currently using Costco and it's kind of challenging their website, which is now Shutterfly, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. What else you got?
And also too, a lot of things for the airport, especially you could do like the neck pillow, a portable charger. Oh. I learned very quickly my mother does not have one and I had to hurry and get that. Or if they like to read, you could always do get them like their favorite book or even a gift card if you're mm-hmm. not sure what they have already or what they're wanting. You can always do the gift card. Everybody loves gift cards.
Yes.
Just like Joanne says, everybody likes money. It's the right color, right yep. size. It's everybody. And Or if you want to go up a little bit, like a Kindle is a really good option too. That way they can go and select all the books that they want, and then they have something that they can read while on the plane or in destination or while they're waiting. And, or a lot of, I've seen a lot of people doing like the Apple AirTags to track their luggage or other things like that. Those are always a great option too. You can just clip them into your luggage, and then you can always, you can track it just in case something happens, because you never know.
Yes, you never know. That is the mantra these days. One thing that I will say that I has been on my list, because, you know, all of you know that I travel back and forth a lot to Cleveland, and I'm always in search of the perfect carry-on bag, which I still have not found. But at one of those chargers that you plug in, and it's got different things coming off of it, right? It's got the charger for your phone. It's got a spot for, you know, something else. And it's just not all these wires everywhere, which I carry a lot of wires with me. And I do have a nice bag that I received as a gift to organize those. But I'd love to even take it like down a notch and not have those wires. And I know there are some things out there to help with that, but maybe for Mother's Day, I'll get it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And another great thing too is, even if your loved one can't go to a destination, you could bring that destination to them.
Oh.
What mom likes to cook on Mother's Day? So what you could always do, like see what she likes and different things, and you can always like, we'll do Italian, for example. If they love Italy, you can always get, like, go to your specialty grocery stores like that, and you can always search there. And then you can look for recipes for either her favorite dish or something that you, that may be interesting. Do that, and you can make it for them. Like, you can make it for them, and then have, like a beverage to go with it.
Great idea. Bring the destination to them if they can't get there themselves. Perfect. Anything else as we finish up?
I think the last thing I had is to do a small to-go bag of the essentials and the things that everybody seems to always forget, and then they realize it when they need it. Especially like if you're traveling, the like chapstick, hand sanitizer, like if the motion sickness gets some Dramamine, snacks were on the plane or wherever they're going. Just all those little minor things that you don't think about until you really need them.
So for Mother's Day, what are you hoping to receive this year?
I really want something handmade. I have a 3-year-old, so it's cute, but I'm really looking forward to my first handmade gift.
It's interesting you say that, because on my dresser in my bedroom is still the pot with the tissue paper flower with the popsicle sticks that say something sweet on them. And it's still there, and I have a 17-year-old now. So I just wait. This is just the beginning of homemade gifts, and they never lose their charm or the sentimentalness of it. You think at the time when they keep bringing stuff home that you are overwhelmed by macaroni and construction paper and all this stuff, and then they get older and you start to miss that. So take it all in, save it all, and you know, eventually you'll sift through it and decide which ones you actually love. But for now, just gather all that macaroni and feathers and glitter and just love on it every day. Because it does go away. Right now, I'm not going to really do much with a computer program that my son has created. It just doesn't have that same sort of warmth that other things did. But I look forward to seeing what you do get that's handcrafted.
Well, thank you. I get to come home to Cleveland on Mother's Day, so, and see you the next day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's your gift right there. Well, wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much for being here on National Travel Advisor Day and Lay Day and May Day. Thanks for sharing these great ideas with us. Hopefully, the loved ones out there will take your advice and purchase some of these for our wonderful mom travel advisors. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Look at everyone that's on today. We've got Smiley, Elisa, so great to see you, Lori, Gina, Vicky, Ashley. I hope you guys are all signing up for Destination Success, which opened this morning. For those of you that are not KHM advisors, this is a big event that we have in July in Ohio with a ton of suppliers. It's just fabulous. So I hope to see you all there this July. Thank you all for joining us today. It was a wonderful show to celebrate National Lay Day on this fabulous Wednesday. Thank you to all of our sponsors for their continued support. Please join a special sub-host next week. Chantel Nye from our supplier relations team is going to be here with all of you while I'm in Nashville helping my daughter move out from her sophomore year of college for National Golf Day, where we're going to welcome Jake Calderon from Sandals. He's the National Golf Sales Manager. It's going to be fabulous, and we're excited to have you all tune in next week with Chantel. You guys, I'll see you the following week. Thanks so much, and have a fabulous day.